Good morning. 6:10. Yeah, 6:10 a.m. on, what is this? This is Wednesday, May the 17th, 2023. I think that's right. Yes, Wednesday, May the 17th. It's actually 6:07. But yeah, 6 o'clock. I woke up a little early this morning. I woke up a lot early this morning. I woke up at 3:55. 4 o'clock is really way too common for me to wake up. And usually, I manage to just sort of call it a night. I usually, you know, do the needful and then crawl back into bed for another hour or so. This morning, I got up. Full bladder, dry mouth. Cat's calling to me. The wizard's cat, not my cat. And I felt the urge to get up and get going. I have things I need to do today. I have to get a grocery run in. I've got to make some bread. That sourdough that I made is not good. It's bread. It's just not good bread. So I'm going to try to make some more today. I've got to get a grocery run in. And I need to get 2 hours worth of writing in. I got 2 hours in yesterday, although the second hour was mostly just sort of brain dumping ideas about what the problem might be in the story, which sort of underscored some of the problems that are in the story, with the story. And I think I've got a path forward, which is more than I can say for yesterday. It underscores the notion that having an idea is not the same as having a story. And the idea of the wizard's cat, which springs from the notion that a stray cat is chasing the fairies in the garden. And there's a lot of story business around the cat. But there doesn't seem to be a story with the cat. And that's a problem. Now, if I look back at the wizard's butler, why is the wizard's butler stemmed from Mickey Mouse and Fantasia, but he's not magic, so he doesn't get into trouble? And while the story is about Roger Mulligan, the wizard's butler, and it really is about his story and how he came to be the wizard's butler, and what being the wizard's butler meant to Shackelford House. And so with that sort of framing, what is the cat bringing to Shackelford House? Beyond its ability to chase fairies. So I'm still not exactly sure, but I'm a little closer. Actually, I'm a lot closer. Oh. Yeah, I am. I'm a lot closer. I'm closer than I thought. Okay, moving on before I move into spoiler territory. I'm having so much fun with Aloy and Horizon Zero Dawn. I've come out of the frozen north, no, the frozen wilds, and I'm back on the mainstream quest line, working through that. There's a certain, it strikes the right balance between challenge, story, and among, I guess would be the right word. Story, challenge, and grind. My resource inventory is always full. Always full. Except I never have the one thing I need. I never have the one thing I need. And I've always got way too much in terms of ammunition, raw materials, and I'm not burning through enough ammunition to use up the raw materials that I keep collecting. So there's that. Part of it is stop collecting raw materials. If I do that, then I get in a fight and I need a lot of raw materials. I don't have the raw materials I need. I think I've got hearts and lenses for every machine I have encountered. And I don't think I need them anymore. They're used for trading. Some of them are used for construction. But the hearts and lenses are basically used for trading. And I don't know if there's anything left for me to want to trade for. I already have the two outfits that seem like the best choice until I get the end game set, which will probably be too late to play the game with. I already have the tier weapons that I want. At least the ones that matter in terms of hearts and lenses and stuff. So I'm not sure I really need to keep75 different machine components in my inventory all the time. The inventory is limited to 120 objects, and while they stack to a certain degree, they stack to like 5. Once you go over 5, then you're using up another slot in the inventory. So I've been selling off the surplus. I suppose the wiser choice would be to sell off the 5. So that if I run across more, then it goes into the stack rather than chewing up another slot. That's probably the wiser choice. Most of them only need one. So when you're doing a trade, even if you want to buy something, usually they just want one. One snap maw heart or something. Coming up on it, get ready, say it with me. Monk post. Sun's coming up fast. It was down behind the trees just 30 minutes ago. Which means in a half an hour it's gone about 7 degrees. I did remember my bottle this morning. I also remembered to put the biotin tablets in my pocket in case I forgot it again. What I didn't get before I left was breakfast. I need to go home and get something to eat. My stomach is saying, hello, I'm still here. Feed me, Seymour. What a beautiful morning. Gosh, it's gorgeous out here. Air is still. Sun is slanting through the trees. There's a lot of shade. I'm walking basically in the shade. But the sun is peeking through here and there. The elms? I don't know. The trees across the street from me here are glowing green with new leaves. Dove mourning off in the distance somewhere. Robin chirpy, chirpy, chirpy in the way. Thank you. And yesterday was forest fire smoke coming in from Canada by way of the Pacific, apparently. There is a fire up in Wyoming, but that wasn't coming this direction. I'm reading Deb Haaland, H-A-L-L-A-N-D, I think. Healer's Touch. It's pretty good. I bounced off the sample the first time, but I didn't toss it out. So I was going back through the old samples and said, give this one a try. I got to the end of the sample and give it a shot. Some interesting world building. The character Luella chosen one trope, where Luella is actually a chosen one because of her unique and peculiar bloodline. And the story is about the various people trying to control her. Trying to use her for their own ends. With a certain level of ambiguity about whether those ends are good or bad, except for the one guy who just wants to bleed her and use her blood to power his nefarious plots. Dove giving it his all today. Blackbird sitting on a piece of grass here. Classic blackbird pose. Perched on a slender reed sticking up out of the grassland. The park is green. The park is now all green, all the way to the edges. The bushes on the far side are frosted and green. The trees in the swale, trees in the various runoffs are all leafing out. These maple trees here. That's a beautiful tree. Holy crap. old tree. Probably a couple feet in diameter at the base. Some of these younger trees in the park looking good. One of the older trees looking really bad. It's got a few green leaves on the bottom. No, it doesn't. There's a few dead leaves on the bottom. Crab apples have started going by. They peaked last week, apparently. Almost back. Sun shining in the park is beautiful. It's like total pastoral scene. However, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.